This is St. Louis Public Radio. Beginning January 1st, St. Louis is set to have an official writer to wax poetic about its accomplishments and its challenges. A task force has named Michael Castro as its first poet laureate. The Board of Aldermen is expected to finalize their choice Friday. Castro has a Ph.D. in American Literature from Washington University, where he focused on Native American mythology and culture. The University City resident has taught at UMSL and Lindenwood University and is widely published and nationally recognized. Castro will receive $1,250 for each of his 2 1-year terms. His duties include 6 public appearances and composing a poem to commemorate St. Louis's 250th anniversary. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Castro about what having a poet laureate means when it comes to moving the city forward.
I think it's a great acknowledgement by the city of the role of poetry, as well as really all the arts, in creating a vibrant and lively and positive environment.
And right now, of course, you know, the city is at a particular time of unrest, as is much of the nation. What kind of responsibility does that add to you in this role?
Well, it's a big challenge, but at the same time, I think it's a great opportunity. I think kind of the scab has been lifted and the poison is pouring out. And there's an openness, there's a recognition that there has to be a change, that we have to deal with each other in more compassionate ways.
And how can poetry, how can words help heal at a time like this? How does that work?
Well, words provide moments of clarity amidst the chaos, moments of connection with voices beyond the self that can expand the self, moments of identity with, quote-unquote, the other, moments of simple recognition of our common humanity.
You wrote a poem about Michael Brown, and in that you say things like police state and instead of tear gas, hear us. And you can see in that poem how you feel and what your viewpoint is. Can you, or even should you, sort of step out of that to reach folks that may not share those viewpoints?
Well, I think there are certain situations where the poet is obligated to tell what he or she sees as the truth. I think the main point in that poem is that fear is at the root of all of this. If there was not fear on both sides of the equation, the Michael Brown tragedy would not happen. I think the poet's role sometimes is to be a gadfly, to provoke thought, to try to, through skillful use of language, confront people with a vision that the poet holds to be the truth. I can't be all things to all people.
And what do you hope to accomplish as St. Louis's first poet laureate?
I would hope, as poet laureate, to bring the various strands of the poetry communities together through initiating some programs that would accomplish that and bring in diverse audiences. I won't be able to do all of that alone. I will need the help of and support of people in the arts community and others, really. And collectively, we can chart a course that will contribute to the healing that I really think we have an opportunity to accomplish.